Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
We have a really good show tonight. I'm so happy to be here with everyone. I can't believe it. tonight's show, Seeing Through the Eyes of Oneness. And it's really interesting since the title has been out there for 2 weeks. As always, the team sends all kinds of things in to support the title of the show. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We've been getting so much information about, being in the mental body, being in the cosmic heart, what will link us up to the truth, where do we put our energy and beliefs. And, for me, it's been seeing through the eyes of oneness and not separation. And, of course, the whole thing, are we really part of each other, which I believe totally. Is time truly an illusion? If so, then we can connect with everything and everyone all at the same time, which I think is a fabulous concept. And I've been having these experiences for the last 2 weeks, so I'm really excited to share them. Show dedication tonight is to the young man. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to get his name. That freed a country through his beauty, belief, courage, and dedication. And may we all learn from him. And this is this wonderful Egyptian young man. I don't know if anybody had a chance to see the segment on 60 Minutes about him, but I just sat there and cried. I thought he was astounding. And how, peacefully, really, you can change a country. And at the end, after he had been kidnapped, he hugged and kissed his captors, and I just said, oh, God, I was so moved by this whole experience. So this is a piece from Dana Merkick, M-R-K-I-C-K, and her website is danamerkick.com. Desire from our soul is fueling us now rather than effort. The force of our collective river is literally pulling us to more, more, more of who we really are. To go against this tide will literally feel hard physically and emotionally, because when we push against it, we're essentially going against the flow of our own soul's awakening and emergence process. Let go. We know the saying to fall in love, right? So too, let yourself fall into the light, fall into the love, fall into freedom, fall into expansion, fall into abundance, fall into creativity, and fall into limitlessness. Just let's go. It's okay to let go. Our reality was an illusion. Our dreams are actually the reality. Sorry, I just think that's so beautiful. It's an excerpt from a piece she sent out this week. And this leads me to Dear Squirrel, who is performing the most amazing service. I've talked about her before. Of course, she was supplying for so long, so much information for the show, which I kind of attached to the show announcements, and it just got too voluminous, or however you say that word. And so for those of you who would like to be added to her list, her email is squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, like the animal, at Wyoming, W-Y-M-O, period, net, W-Y-M-O.net. And she will add you. Now, we've been encouraging her to set up a website and actually charge a fee weekly for all of her information, which I really am encouraging tremendously, and the team is as well, for her to do that, because she devotes so much time to this. We don't have the time, all of us, to sit on the computer and sort through a jillion things. But Squirrel lovingly and dutifully does this. Plus, she sends out a daily inspiration. I just think she's amazing, and kudos to her.
Yay, Squirrel!
Yeah, absolutely. What a phenomenal being. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to talk about some of the things that are going on in terms of this oneness, because I'm seeing so much phenomena, and it is tending to make me very emotional, so I'll try to really interesting experience. And Veronica, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but it did to me the other day where somebody came into a session whining, and a whole group of beings walked out. And literally, my voice changed. I was in channel. My voice changed. And it just felt like a piece fell out of the foundation. It was the most, and they didn't do it, they weren't angry. The attitude was, they're not ready, there's no reason for us to be here.
Oh, interesting. That's wonderful.
And I thought, wow.
Well,
now, I've always
wonderful.
Said that what you bring to a session is what you experience. If you come in with your heels dug in, or you come in with attitude, which God knows I've had that experience, and I always say to people, don't have a session trying to prove this right or wrong. If you come into a session for crying out loud, and I would say this for any kind of session you have, come in with your heart open and allow for change and opportunity. Regardless, you're going to get some nuggets. Doesn't matter what kind of session you're having or with whom. But it's an opportunity for you to get information, for it to come through your higher self, your soul, whoever, your guides. And, you know, from my perspective, okay, what my experience of the team and everything that they're doing, which has just become so hugely expansive, I am in a state of gratitude all the time. And again, like I said, very emotional. It could be my hormones, who knows. But as I said earlier, to Veronica, my homeopathic MD decided my hormones were too low and he upped them, and I now have two Mount Kilimanjaros on my chest, which I explained to him I didn't want. I was really excited about the idea of buying a smaller bra. You know, at this stage of our lives, they're accoutrements. They're not, you know, at least mine. So I want to talk about this is a wonderful story. Oh, my God, it's a wonderful story. Starts out really bad. I promise you there's a beautiful ending to it, so bear with me. I was doing a power retrieval on an African-American man, a lovely man. And we had switched from his father to his mother. And in that process, you know, and my head always goes to all these little things, as yours does, Veronica, we do it different ways, but it literally was the mother load. And the experiences that were coming through during the session, which normally I am not, you know, sometimes I'm really present, sometimes I'm not present at all. And it doesn't even matter if I'm present, I can't remember a damn thing most of the time. I make it pieces, but that's pretty much it. He was talking about his mother and the abuse that his mother experienced. And he talked about his grandmother and how her teeth had been kicked out by her husband. And in that instant, how his mother had come home and just found out she was pregnant, and her father came home, grabbed her by the arm, and was going to rape her. And in those two instances, all of a sudden, I was his mother. I was his grandmother as she got kicked in the mouth. I mean, I literally lived the experiences. And then there was a baby. I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was him or who the baby was. But in the South, as he explained, the porches are very high. And this baby was kicked off the front porch across the yard. And I was the baby.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, at that point, I have no idea what's going on with the session. All of a sudden, I'm in Africa with elephants who have had their tusks removed and are dying.
Oh, God.
And I'm ministering to them. And at this point, I unravel, okay? I have no idea what's going on with the session, but I personally am unraveling. And one thing about the team, God bless them, no matter how much I may unravel, they just go, they're wonderful, and they're used to me. And at the end of the session, he said to me, "You're taking this harder than I am." And I said, I can't even talk to you. I'm so sorry. I really can't. I can't articulate anything at this point. So I was undone for the rest of the day. This session was at about 11:30, and I was teary all the rest of the day and into the evening. I was so completely moved at that experience of total oneness of being those people. Now, I have no sensing that I actually am related to him or have had lifetimes with him at all. This was not what I was experiencing. It was a moment of oneness. The next day, literally, confirmed for me how incredibly loving the team is. And the way things are coming in right now, it's like, you can't miss these messages. I don't care, you know, if you've got an IQ of 65, you're not going to miss these messages because they're just unbelievable. This session was with a very renowned doctor. And she wanted to talk about her experience. And I, you know, I'm off wandering, you know, I'm in session or in the channel. And all of a sudden, the team pulled me in. And she said, you know, I want to explain, I did not have anything to drink. I did not take any drugs. She's very pragmatic. And I went to bed early the night before the session, which was the night before, the night of the day that I had this experience. And she said, and all of a sudden, and of course the team comes to visit everyone the night before a session. This is standard procedure, whether you have sessions regularly or sporadically, it doesn't matter. You know, that is standard procedure. And they do a lot of work the night before. So, you know, you get kind of a whole lot of stuff. At any rate, all of a sudden she was in this experience that night. And she was with elephants. And there was this giant ET. And he was so big that he was nurturing the elephants. And the elephants were so happy to have something that big that could nurture them and make them feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lord. So to anyone else, it probably wouldn't have meant much. To me, it was like, oh, my God, what incredible message. And what a wonderful, generous thing for them to do. Because they can make themselves smaller or bigger. They are not limited in size in any way on our planet. I've had them come in a foot tall. I've had Osiris show up in the healing room a foot tall. So, again, this whole thing of oneness has been coming in the most moving, beautiful way. And, so, okay, let's move on to lineage. Our lineage is really up. You know, I've talked about lineage and talked about lineage ad nauseum. But for those of you that are listening to the show or that work with us, lineage is a critical, critical piece because we have the capacity at this time as we unravel our own personal lineage to have a major impact on the collective. We approach it through the power retrievals, and the power retrievals are working on lineage of the family that you are born into in this lifetime, as well as lifetimes with those people, other lifetimes with that same soul, okay, in other places on Earth and in the cosmos. So it's human lineage, cosmic lineage, it's all different levels of lineage. For those of you that are Heinz 57s, God bless you. You don't have to deal with the lineage piece quite as, you know, you're going to be impacted by it to some degree, but certainly not to some of the people who have very pure lineage. I don't know how many of those are left anymore. But
I'm a real Heinz.
Right. And, you know, I'm Norwegian and Irish. And and rumor has it some French, but, you know, who knows? You know, I'm not sure of anything. I think I'm more ET than anything else. at least at this stage. So, along with a very strong line of lineage comes a lot of shame related to the lineage, a lot of injustice, and also a lot of whining that for people, you know, who, my recommendation would be, if you're aware of your lineage, look it up, you know, if you're predominantly Jewish or German or whatever, African American, Eastern, whatever, look also at, you know, I have everything, you know, from kind of one end of the spectrum to the other. And specifically, I'm very aware that the team has brought these people in with very strong lines of lineage so that we could try to accomplish as much as possible. And so, you know, I really want to say here that if you can look at, and it's very interesting, and I'll give you an example of the Irish with the potato famine. I'm allergic to potatoes, which I think is hysterical. And I love them. I'm allergic to them. Too much emotion is attached to the potato. And so I find it very fascinating that it can show up in that way, which kind of takes us back to eating for your blood type.
Does our lineage and our blood type and our soul's journey all, like, I mean, does the potato thing come through in your soul as well as in your...
No, I would say it comes more in your lineage than it does in your soul. You know, this is a human dynamic, okay, related more to your human life experiences. And remember, you don't necessarily come back in as, or in my case, let's say Irish, Irish, Irish. So it really
that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
It wouldn't be related to the soul. It would be related to the lineage through which you were born in this lifetime. Because this is a culminating lifetime, I would say it's highly significant, you know, what you chose to come in through in this lifetime. And and the only thing that I am aware of that doesn't really change is the Jewish lineage, that if you leave the Jewish lineage, you don't go back. You stay within that lineage over and over and over again, which is why they have been so successful in life. I mean, they're dealing with people of the same soul group over and over, you know, been there, done that kind of thing. I mean, they got it down pat. You know, the rest of us are
So they often have the same blood type, so I guess it makes diets easier there.
I don't know if they do have the same blood type, but I would
apparently
say that
they're predominantly B. Mm-hmm.
Are they? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, see, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Well, and if you look at their body types, that would make perfect sense. Because there's definitely a body type to blood type from what I mean, I've gotten to the point now where, especially if I go to Whole Foods, I'll stand in line and guess people's, you know, blood types in line. You know?
I don't think I've done that. I don't think I've been able to do that, or at least I haven't looked at that. I'm going to look at that.
Look at it. You'll be fascinated. After a while, you'll begin to see it. So, you know, again, this takes me to really, really, really people pay attention to eating for your blood type. And also, again, I think it's Adama that wrote Eating for Your Blood Type. He's done an updated book on the genome that goes into more detail. Do test, you know, learn how to test your foods, because bottom line is, just like for me, the potatoes, you know, I'm an O, I should be able to eat them. I can't. Okay, great. And this is, there's some fascinating things showing up right now that is showing me that the integration of all experiences, again, back to this oneness thing, is happening, and it's happening in really amazing ways. A lot of times I get to see things through sessions that are kind of like, whoa. And this was a session done the other day, and we were in the second chakra, which, of course, is where you give birth, you know, where you're seated, or where you seed your offspring. You're seated where you seed your offspring. And we were doing a power retrieval between a woman and her son. And normally, there was a specific reason for this, because there had been issues with this child, but there was this tremendous love between mother and child, but lots of issues. Not that we haven't seen that all over the place. We have lots of kids we love that we could strangle, you know. So I know I'm in that line. And at any rate, we were in the second her second chakra. And when we work in the chakras, there are tunnels that come off the cave. We work in a cave, and there are tunnels that come off all the way around like spokes of a wheel. And there was this grid in one of the tunnels, and the team called forward whatever was had created the grid, and all these grays come forward, the little grays. And the team will never tell somebody what's there. They will hold the energy and have the person ask, why are you here? What, you know, if there's somebody in one of the tunnels, what, why are you here? You know, what is the purpose, and blah, blah, blah. And so her response was, well, they're like droids. And the team responded, no, that they're of a group mind, okay? Prime directive. They operate under a prime directive. So the team called forward a tall gray, which would be the ones that give orders, if you will, that are part of the, they give the prime directive, okay? And a tall gray stepped forward, and they had her ask, you know, would they leave? And the answer was no. And so the team said, well, ask why they're there. And so she asked, and they said, there are things that are beyond your understanding at this time, and we will not leave. And the team explained that they could not remove them. Now, this is very rare that this happens, by the way, that they could not remove them, that there was something much greater than was understood, that there was no harm intended. But they did have, as it turned out, what the team explained was that during the time she was pregnant, the Greys worked on her child. Okay, there were adjustments made, and that there, again, this has to do with the evolution of our species. This is happening with a lot of people. It happened with my great-grandson. It would kind of
what
be
happened
like,
that he was worked on with the Greys?
Oh, very definitely.
Oh, wow.
And I, when I went up there, I actually had a meeting with them, and I set the meeting up.
That.
I mean, it was a
I remember that
exactly. And they were they're not. This is not a kissy group, okay? And they were a little undone that I, you know, I basically what they said to me is, you already know all of this, and I'm like, okay, my conscious mind doesn't know it. Would you mind informing my conscious mind? I know what I think I know, but I don't. I would like to hear it. And at any rate, it was all prearranged. And this child has turned out to be very unique, highly intelligent, a total loner, very much like his father. No question in my mind. I know my granddaughter's an abductee, but I'm also convinced the father is as well. So it was a very interesting. It was not unkind. But the way that this tall gray explained it was, there are things beyond your understanding at this time. And the inference was, in time you will understand. But the picture that came up was this whole thing of the cosmos and how all the pieces fit together. Mm. And we have yet to see how all the pieces fit together.
Mm.
And I go back to a statement I made that was a visual I got, which was trying to pour an ocean into a thimble. We're still working with it. We just can't get that ocean into the thimble. And they were continuing to monitor. It was really, and they monitor through the mother. And I'm quite certain that they also monitor through the son because they're monitoring the interaction. It's very interesting. Again, it may feel invasive to some people, but if you're evolving a species, okay, we just happen to fall upon this stuff where it was never anticipated that anybody would do that. Okay? But we are hosts to a lot of other things besides ourselves. And, you know, the realization of that sometimes is a little freaky, but when you get comfortable with it, it helps you to understand a whole lot of things. I've had a number of people this week who are all of a sudden the whole abduction thing. Last weekend I wrote a piece for the new website on abduction detainment because it's not something, you know, I've talked about it a lot, but there's nothing on the website about it. The new website will have a whole piece on it, how the team works with that. Very gentle, it's very beautiful, it's blah, blah, blah. And, but what's interesting is, you know, again, I'm almost afraid to write anything anymore. I mean, it's like, boom, it's there. So I think I had three people this week where abductions turned out to be a major piece of their life experience and literally was unraveling all of the things that had held them back. It was really fascinating. Then today, we had a whole new level of abduction. And I'm sharing this with the permission, I will not use names, with the permission of the experiencer, and because this is a young man, also of the parent. And I think it's important to share it because for any of you out there that are listening or anybody who ever listens to the archives, if you've had any kind of experience like this, try to help you be able to put it into a context that you can understand so that it doesn't freak you out. Okay? None of these experiences are intended to hurt you. And again, as I'm seeing this bigger and bigger and bigger picture, this young man awakened this morning, was unable to move his legs. They were still frozen. He had movement in his upper body. Once he was able to move, he then shared what had happened to him with his mother, who called me immediately. I spoke with her. I spoke with him. We did a session this afternoon. She happened to be scheduled, so we put him in there. Physically, he had very violent responses. He was ice cold. He was vomiting, muscle pain, difficulty walking, totally ungrounded. This was an extreme case. Okay. As it turned out, and now, and I'm just going to put this in here, the sister woke up during the night, went into her brother's room. He was gone. He was physically gone. So this was a complete physical abduction. It was not just an energetic. She ran into the mother's room, tried to wake up the mother screaming. The mother did not budge. Neither did the animal. Now, normally when I do a session with this family, the dog reacts to the team coming in, etc., and nothing would raise the dog. So this was an extreme experience. again, the best time, the team lovingly took copious notes because energetically this was a very difficult session for me because there was so much emotion. He was so completely shattered.
And he was there in person?
No, I don't do sessions in person. No, it was on the phone. And this is somebody I know and I love, and, you know, so there is a relationship, so he has a great deal of trust with the team and with me. So it was, thank heaven. At any rate, he was able to articulate everything that he could remember from the experience. The beings that transported him were about the size of a 10-year-old, very lean, very frail-looking. Their eyes radiated different colors depending on their emotions at the moment. They wore a black jumpsuit, similar to something you would see on Star Trek. Now, bear in mind, our conscious mind is translating a multidimensional experience, so I'm only relating his conscious mind's memory of a multidimensional experience. He was transported to a camp. That was run by reptilians. The reptilians and the team had him look in. The team literally brought him through the experience, had him look in the eye. Okay. And there was love with the reptilians. He had love with the reptilians. There was not a sense of fear at all. He had passion and rage at the other beings because not only did they transport him, but they also did a lot of examinations and tests and things on him. And he was very angry, which is normal to feel immobilized by something. Okay, to be violated would be the best description. Where it got very interesting, and he was able to describe what the reptilians were wearing, and they had leather cross sections across the chest, across the back, cloth around the waist. He described them, which I thought was, I had to look it up, as looking like Nile monitor lizards, which I thought was very interesting, and I had to call to verify that, in fact, they were standing upright, because when the team was working with him, the visuals I got were these beings. I mean, I could actually see what was going on, and it was really quite interesting. There was a gladiator ring. And the reptilians were fighting one another in this gladiator ring. Nobody really knew why. He then experienced himself on a table where they took his legs off and replaced them with bionic legs, but they left the calf muscles in place. They then took off one arm and replaced the arm again with a bionic arm and a shoulder. So, from the best that I can tell, he was, or I don't know, whatever, the team, I don't know. But from, as I'm watching, he is this being. Okay? But it was another version of him. The team explained that he went into a potential future, and that, in fact, a part of him came back from that future into this lifetime to try to assist the Earth. Now, this is happening. We have people, and we know that a lot of reptilians have come back from I think there are a lot more than just reptilians, have come back from the future to try to help the Earth. The reptilians specifically know that they made some mistakes, I think the Greys as well. We carry DNA of the Greys, the reptilians, and many other races. But, so, what it appeared, because he was experiencing being this reptilian as well as being who he is. And you know, the team, unfortunately, I could not hold focus for the whole session, so I really don't know everything that went on, because I'm observing, and you cannot help but get caught up in the watching all of this, except that I had to call back and ask about them standing upright, because I saw them standing upright, but it wasn't about what I saw. It had to be what he experienced. This was an amazing session. And the end of the session was really about this young man. He has already written a story about life as a reptilian on Earth in today's world, as a human that is really reptilian, and how difficult it is. So I am sharing this with everyone with permission, because some of you may be, and a lot of people are having quite extraordinary dream experiences right now. And because the young people are very open, I doubt seriously that any of those listening to the show tonight would have such an extreme experience, where the young people who are more open are more inclined to feel this as an extreme experience. The testing that they did on him was to see how he was doing, because he has become a young man, and it was right at his transition from boyhood to manhood. There were guarantees made that this would not happen again, etc., but it was really very fascinating. Is this a solid future? And, you know, this is where it got really, really gray. In that, and, you know, Bashar talks about this as well. I've never seen it before, that we have potential reality that exists. That does not necessarily mean that we will line up with them. Again, you know, you start exploring some of these possibilities, and from the multidimensional aspects of it, it gets really interesting.
So you can choose them, right?
Well, you can dream into them.
Hmm.
In essence, it's like what I read in the very... It really is a dream. Now, did in fact the reptilian in this future decide to come back from that future into the Earth's present, this potential present that we're in, to try to be of assistance? And somewhere in there, the team was talking to him about what he was here to do, and the reason he was so important is that he is a bridge and an ambassador, and that his writing will become, and that he even would write screenplays.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
did he like that?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And he's doing great tonight. Just, you know, I will share that. The team was wonderful with him, and wonderful. Wonderful. God bless them. So, anyway, I got a few minutes here. I'll bring in the team. And so it's been a really eventful couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I think the whole oneness thing, and you know, Veronica, I think this is the most exciting part, that reality is becoming so fluid,
mm-hmm.
that nothing is solid. And to me, it's becoming less and less solid. Are you feeling the same thing?
I think so. I feel more like it's moving fast, and people are, like I go back into the Egypt thing, and they're just changing so fast as far as love and compassion and oneness, again, one mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, let me bring the team through. They're banging at the door here. All right. All right. Wonderful to be with you.
everyone. We've missed being on the radio.
We missed you.
Oh, and we missed you as well, Veronica. All right. Lots of exciting things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And ability now for all of you to start expanding all of your ideas, all possibilities, and take all limiters out. You are now limited only. Now, there are some other things that are a little limiting, but moving up to, we'll say it that way, to a time when you are the only one limiting your experiences. Some things will not be shown to you yet, not because you're not loved, and not because we want to hide, but because you're not fully ready to get it all at one time. It would be too much. It really would be too much. But you're getting pieces. And the wonderful and exciting part of this is that you will come to peace with many of the things that you have presupposed were bad, wrong, unfair and unjust and whatever. And we hope that you will come to compassion with all things. With all things. Certainly, all of you are probably sensing more than you ever have before your relationship with animals and flowers and fairies and everything is coming alive. Now, was it always alive, or are you just changing? Well, both. You're tuning up, they're turning in. Because they're aware now that you're ready to encounter more of them. More of them. Channel sent off a donation today to someone she knows in Israel that feeds E.T. cats. She says, well, this is my donation.
Wonderful.
Well, again, many animals, all right, are carrying very high-level energy now. And you're going to see it. You've always thought, well, the dolphins and the whales, but there are more. And for those of you that pay attention to your web, you may get pictures and things showing different species interacting and loving and taking care of one another. All bets are off now. And what they're really showing you, is that it's time to do that with everyone on the planet as well. And hopefully off planet. It's a big party, people. And we're hoping that everyone asks to be invited to experience more and more of their own multidimensionality reflected to them through all things, all species, all levels, all dimensions, even to the point where you begin to realize that your automobiles and your house furniture and everything is fluid, moving, not solid. And pretty soon you'll start playing with it. Certainly enough of you have lost things and can't for the life of you figure out where they've gone. All right?
Yeah.
Would you agree, Veronica?
I sure would, yes.
All right. Probably more lately than ever before.
Yeah, and it's quite funny because everything's so fast. I don't know. I almost forget to even look for it sometimes.
It's almost what?
You almost forget to look for it because
exactly,
things moved on
exactly,
so quickly.
Exactly. All right. in a moment it can become unimportant, where you may have dwelt on it for a while in the past. Everything is accelerating, people. And this year, for all of you, so exciting. Pay attention. Pay attention. Be aware that you now, more than ever before, have the ability to create your reality multidimensionally, all right? Not just on one dimension. This is what we were trying to show the channel. How an experience could be over here and come back over here. All right? Seamlessly. No time, no space. With the elephants we're talking about. And love people. Yes, it's important to be intelligent, and you're all taking in lots of information and learning. There's so much coming at all of you. This information and that information, this person says this and that person says that. And ultimately, love. That will not steer you wrong. Keeping your heart open. For many of you right now, you're feeling more reclusive than normal. Just need some space, some time. It's happening too fast. I just want to kind of pull out a little bit. That's all right. Take time. Recalibrating. You're all recalibrating. Because things are moving so fast, the recalibrations are going on all the time, which can be disorienting. How many of you are walking into walls or missing a step as you go down the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Veronica?
Yeah, not quite, but headed in that direction. A little bit awkward.
Yes, yes. It's just recalibration. Body fluids changing one day, feeling bloated next day, feeling dry, and lots of different things showing up. Rather than thinking you're ill, just remember you're recalibrating.
I like that.
Pay attention. Attention to your dream. Understand that you're not able to bring out the totality of the experience because it's got to be translated through the conscious mind. It always gets so polluted to some degree, some more than others. Look for things. And pay attention to how people are responding to you. It's a good indicator of what you're carrying in your energy field. Expect to be loved. Expect to be treated lovely and treat others that way. Open your heart all the time. Try not to judge anyone or anything. We know this is difficult. But in order to open up your receptivity to other levels and dimensions, the ability to accept everything as it is, without judgment, opens you up faster and more to other levels and dimensions. Oh, they're ready. They're ready. They're not contracting every time they see something they don't like. Because from an observation perspective, your energy can expand, contract. We are aware of that expansion and contraction. So that you become kind of a being. You know, we kind of watch that being. Oh, look, that one's ready. Now, one experience that the channel did not share with you. For those of you that know Charlotte and Genevieve, we talked about working with the Earth map. and working with crystals, with the earth maps, since they are very involved with crystals. They come from a very magical planet. And we've talked about this for years. Unfortunately, a lot of people didn't pay attention. It really is time to do that now. And these wonderful beings went and bought crystals, and they found them in a very special place, and they worked with them and asked the crystals where they wanted to be on this earth map. And what happened with the placement of the crystals is that it formed a flower on the map. Like a mandala in a way, or a lotus in another. Trust your intuition, people. Trust your magic. Trust your ability to have impact. Now, they work with their star map and get up and spend time with it and energy with the crystals, etc., sending that energy into the earth every day. And you all can do that if you wish. And trust that you'll have impact, because you will. You're all magical. You're all fully capable. You may do it your way. But where there are troubled spots, you can put crystals on troubled spots on the map. Work with the crystals, program them. Make it a sacred place. Find a room where you can do this. If you are called. We're not trying to guilt anybody into anything. Not our way. Now, Veronica, you want to talk about your shows, because the show is coming to an end.
Yes, I don't know who my guest is next week. I haven't decided yet, but after that will become Patricia Corey, who's going to talk about ETs and that sort of thing. And she's supposed to be in Egypt, so we'll see what she's going into. That'll be on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And next week we'll have a good Paradigm Shifters. I'm just not sure who it is. And then it's 7 o'clock Thursday. Well, this week we talked a little bit about group mind and group consciousness and so on. And we might continue with something of that ilk next Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful. All right, we'd love to have all of you call us in tonight. And we would like to work with you. With multidimensionality. Now, each of you are going to experience this differently. Now, it's not going to be a huge experience necessarily, although there may be those wanting to work with you, and that may blossom into something more. If you're ready, now we're not saying you're going to be abducted or anything like that. That's not the case. But there are those that would love to work with you, to begin to show you some of the wonderful way in which the infinite is expressing itself. We love you all. It is a joy for us to be with you. We look forward to these weekly experiences with all of you. And until we speak with all of you again in this form, we look forward to working with you in the dream state. Our love to you, Veronica.
Thank you,
and to you, all of you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good.
Welcome back.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know they'll be killing us any minute here. Not literally. Remember, a piece of Veronica and I are in every one of you, and a piece of you are in us. It can be no other way. We really are all one. And what an experience. exciting time to be alive. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our great love to you. Good night, everybody. Night, Ronnie.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.